did.
¿Qué digo? Tú, a ver, tú di.
¿Ves? El pu 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 pu.
Hello, how do you do? Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Woohoo, woohoo. About time. Hello, hello, hello. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. Now that we are
volume off.
Now that we are all here.
Yes.
Magic light. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Once upon a time, not very long ago, there lived two boys, Jose and Juan. Jose lived in Toluca, a city famous for its wonderful marketplace, and Juan lived in Mexico City. Juan's mother and father were very young and beautiful. They had three children, Juan, who was 11, Pedro, who was 7, and Guadalupe, who was nearly but 6 months. Jose's family was much different. His parents could almost be Juan's grandparents. His oldest brother, Antonio, was married a long time ago when he was a little boy and went to a far, far away place called Honduras. There wasn't enough money for the whole family to visit, nor could Antonio earn enough money for his family to visit. But some of his older brothers and sisters earned enough money to go themselves. The next one in the family was Carmen. She was engaged and almost getting married. She was the one who brought up the idea to raise some money to go to Honduras. The next one in the family was Diego. He was a little lazy, but he had to earn enough money to get a job to help support the family. Next was Pedro, and then Jose, and then his two little twin sisters, Alicia and Maria. It was all a very nice family. And there were good relationships between the brothers and sisters. And you can imagine how much Jose was surprised of Juan, as you'll see here later in the story, how different the families are. Juan's family was going to Toluca to go to the marketplace, because it was such a wonderful, wonderful marketplace, and it had so many things in it, even though Mexico City had almost a marketplace in every district. But they had to go there because they had special things, and it was lots of fun. But then something awful happened. They couldn't go because little Lupita was something wrong. They didn't know what was wrong. But there was something wrong. She just felt horrible. She never cried very much ever. And she just cried and cried and cried. And it just so happened that was a little lucky, because Jose and his two younger sisters were coming with their mother and father to Mexico City, to the Zocalo, where one building, it's a square. On one side of the building is a place where the president of Mexico worked. On another side, next to it, there was a cathedral, beautiful cathedral. On the next, there was the other two corners, there were other government buildings where the government worked. And they were going to the cathedral because it was such a beautiful place. And it was a long ride. They take very many buses. And then to get to the Zocalo, they had to take a taxi. But finally they got there and they went into the beautiful cathedral. And there was gold on the walls. It was just beautiful. It so happens about that same moment, Juan and his family had to... Juan and his father went down to the Zocalo because Juan was looking forward to going to Toluca very badly. But Pablo had to stay home with his mother and little Lupita. So they all went into the cathedral because they didn't have anything else to do. And this is how they met. It goes like this. Jose was standing looking around, thinking about the beautiful place, and he turned to his sister Alicia and said, "You're the only one I could talk to who would appreciate the things that I like, and still you're just a little girl. Mama never appreciates me. She has the older ones to appreciate. And Maria is always hanging on her. And Father is studying the sculpture. So you're the only one, but you're just a little girl." And Juan was feeling lonesome for someone his own age also. He was looking at the things, but he didn't appreciate them very much until he glanced over and he saw Jose. Jose saw him at the same time and said, "Don't you think this is a beautiful cathedral?" And Juan was very delighted for someone who was his own age standing right there. And Juan said, "Oh, I think it is the most beautiful cathedral I've ever been in." And after they looked around a while, having lots of conversation, they went out of the cathedral into the great big Zocalo. And Juan explained the whole Zocalo and the big square and the government building. And all of a sudden, something very, very strange happened. They heard a growl of a cat, bobcat. Then they heard some strange tongue, and all of a sudden, some great wind pushed them down, made them close their eyes. And when they opened their eyes again, there they were on the Zocalo still, but everything was different. The great Aztec dragon was flying up overhead with Quetzalcoatl on his back. But that was not all, because they had only looked up. They looked all around them, and surrounding them was the great chiefs of the Aztec Empire. They were delighted. They had studied a lot about the Aztecs at school, but they didn't know the language. But they seemed to understand what the chiefs were saying. And it turned out that they were speaking the Aztec language, and that was the only language that Juan and Jose could understand anyway, at that moment. First thing they thought, the chiefs were going to attack them. But they looked at them again, and they were just standing there very curious to see who these boys were laying down all dazzled up. Then Jose wanted to ask a question and started whispering to Juan. But then the chiefs told them that they could understand that they had done all this to them.
I want to sing you a very wonderful song. I hope you are understand what it's about, but it's a very hard song to sing. Now listen very carefully. As I said on one evening, within a small cafe, a 40-year-old waitress told me these words to say, I see that you are a locker, and that it's a common man, for nobody but a locker stirs his coffee with his thumb. My lover was a locker, there's none like him today. If you pour whiskey on it, he would eat a bill of hay. Love came to see me upon one freezing day. He held me in a fond embrace, which drove fever to fray. He kissed me when we parted so hard that he broke my jaw. I could not speak to tell him he forgot his Mackinaw. The weather it tried to freeze him, it got his apple best. At 48 degrees below zero, he buttoned up his vest. The first flew through to China, it froze to the stars above. At 1,000 degrees below zero, it froze my locker love. They tried in vain to thaw him, and if you believe me, sir, they made him into axe blades to cut the tackle's fur. And so I lost my lover into his cafe.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too.
I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, we can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet on the seat of a bicycle meant for two. Of course.
Really, truly, honest to goodness? Yes, I'll give you my answer true. I'm half crazy over the love of you. It will be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. And you look sweet.
You really can afford a carriage? That's a miracle. I love you so much, I don't know what to do. Love you so much, I don't know what to do. Love you, love you so much. Love you so much, I don't know what to do.
Congratulations. I'm a very slow speaker, but I think that you are a wonderful person. Please tell me your name and your address, and I will give you a great anyway.
Dear Randy, I'm sorry I didn't write you sooner. I was engaged in so many fun things, and now I'm going to write you a very long, 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 long letter. We're going to have the most fun together with all the wonderful things to do here. I just wish you were here so bad. I just don't know what to do. Just don't know what to do. Tomorrow is Columbus Day, and here in Mexico, there's going to be an act of the Nina, the Pinta, and Santa Maria coming in. But, and today we might go to a bullfight. So this is the only time I have the right to. Woody's growing. He's grown very much. And Minnesota, he learned everyone's names. And Hubert, he started calling David. And he has called him David ever since. And finally, a couple weeks ago, he learned to say Merida. And he's really talking sentences now. And he's developing fear, which is a sign of growing up. And he's very tall. He's stretching out. He's not so stubby anymore. And he's up to my waist now. And we're going to have a big birthday party for him with some of
Bueno, análisis primera mora llorona es grande y es verdadera. Dicen que el primer amor a llorona es grande y es verdadero. Pero el último es mejor a llorona y más grande que el primero. Pero el último es mejor a llorona y más grande que el primero. Campanas, claro dicen a llorona, desfilan golpeando. Las campanas, claro dicen a llorona, desfilan van golpeando. Si muero, muero contigo a llorona, si vives te sigo amando. Si muero, muero contigo a llorona, si vives te sigo amando. Te enamores, llorona, de mozo que no ha rondado. En tu vida te enamores, llorona, de mozo que no ha rondado. Que el que no ronda de mozo, llorona, ronda después de casado. Que el que no ronda de mozo, llorona, ronda después de casado. Alza los ojos y mira, llorona, allá en la mansión oscura. Alza los ojos y mira, llorona, allá en la mansión oscura. Una estrella que fulgura, llorona, tristemente suspira. El Venus que se retira, llorona, celosa de tu hermosura. Es Venus que se retira, llorona, celosa de tu hermosura. Pañuya, rubilla, tibica, guibila, ira, guibreu. Pañuya, rubilla, tibica, guibila, ira, guibreu. Neñuya, luchin, genave, ni saliria, ni engaleu. Señuya luz ingenave, ni salía ni ningún creo. Dame tu amor o te mato a llorona, dicen unos ojos negros. Dame tu amor o te mato a llorona, dicen unos ojos negros. Responden unos azules, llorona, dame tu amor o me muero. Responden unos azules, llorona, dame tu amor o me muero. Me voy, siento una pena, llorona, y me quedo siento dolor. Si me voy siento una pena, llorona, si me quedo siento dos. Para no sentir la pena, llorona, ni me quedo ni me voy. Para no sentir la pena, llorona, ni me quedo ni me voy.
Con eso ya no puedo.
De la piedra brota el agua.
¿Qué? ¿Cómo?
porri. Es que uno contesta, el otro canta, el otro contesta.
Oye, pero es una respuesta. La cama de piedra, la fe futura.
Esa es canción que a mí me encanta.
Porque
la pasé en la película.